Dalit Elul, Wednesday the 22nd of August, Rabbi Yonason Road, Seamus Berit, Bernard of the...
Question is, what to do with Seamus? Seamus, we're the subject a week behind. Says in last week's Sedra, Klal Yisrael are going to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was a place full of Avodah Zarah. That's Canaan, I should call it in those days. It was full of Avodah Zarah. So what are you going to do when you get there? Abed to Abdun is Kol HaMakomos. Destroy all those places where they worshipped Abed Azora. Nitat Stemes Mizbuch HaYisam. You should smash the Mizbeach. Shibar Temes Matzei VaYisam. All the places, the Abed Azoras and the places associated with Abed Azora had to be destroyed. V'ibad Temes Shmom Min HaMokai Mahu. Lo Yisar Sun Kein LaHashem Lekeicham. You see, you should destroy the names of Abed Azora. So Rashi tells us, first of all, in the first pshat in Loisasun Kain means it refers right back to the beginning of the parasha, to that you should offer korbanos not anywhere where you want to, only in Bamokim Hashivcha. That's one pshat. Then Rashi says, as hora lemoichek es Hashem, erasing Shem Hashem is this love of Loisasun Kain Hashem Lekeichem. Smashing down a stone of the Mizbeach or of the Azora is included in this love of Leisas and Kein Hashem Elikechem. Now this is, in today's society, is a major problem. What should we do with Seamus? How can we get around this problem of what to do with such an abundance of Baruch Hashem? So much Torah is being written, so much Torah is being printed. But what do you do with this Svarim after the sell-by date? Is the Makor HaDvarim the first one, or the commonly accepted one, is the Be'er Sheva? Atshuva Be'er Sheva, he lived approximately 400 years ago. Nishalti, I was asked the following shayla: Im yesh smach leminug, is there any source for the minug? So he calls it a minug, and it seems to be commonly accepted that many people are noyug, some minug, lisroif kisvei hakodesh. They would burn kisvei hakodesh shebolu, which are worn out. Why? Why did people do such a thing? Because they said sreifosan zeu kvodon. Burning them is the cover, the due cover that you're giving them. Why? Because were you to be goynes to bury them, they would come uncovered, they would get scattered everywhere, they'd be blown around. What should you do? So that was the shayla he was asked. What should we do with these? Is it right for that minig of burning what's commonly called Seamus? So he goes through a sugya sagamara in Shabbos. The subject matter in the Mishnah in Shabbos is Achmona Letzlan, when there's a fire, so a person is concerned about all his belongings. So Chazal were even more machmir on things that under normal circumstances would be mutter. And they didn't allow you to do certain types of saving things on that property because we're scared you get involved in putting out the fire. However, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osam Ipnei HaTadleika. Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to save from a fire. And what are Kisvei HaKodesh? Rashi says, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Bein she'koyrin b'hem, bein she'en koyrin b'hem. Whether you're allowed to read from them, or you're not allowed to read from them. See, that's me a shayla, what, you're not allowed to read Tanakh? What's going on? So the Gemara says, it's talking about on Shabbos. Nevi'im we read from on Shabbos, whereas Ksuvim we don't. The Gemara's got a reason, because Ksuvim are nice stories. You might be carried away by the story, and you won't go to the shir, but you're meant to. That's Koyran and Koyran. Afam Pisha Ksuvim Bechol Loshayin Tunim Geniza. And even though they're written in any language, however, they require Geniza. You've got to put them in Seamus if they're burnt, or if they're getting ruined, or whatever. They still need to go. They've got Kedusha to them, even though you can't save them from the fire, but they need to be put into Seamus. So the Gemara discusses here a few details on this point. And the Gemara says like this. First of all, what is this chiddush, bein she'koyrin, bein she'ein koyrin? So Rashi explains, I might have thought, Torah you're allowed to save, other svarim you're not allowed to. Says the Mishnah, no, all svarim are allowed to save from a fire. And therefore, if you're allowed to save them from a fire, then who are din, the Torah and Geniza? They got Kedusha to them. Gemara's got the Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Hoyuksuvim Taugum Ubachal Loshan. What happens if they're written in a foreign language, they're not written in Loshan HaKodesh? Abuna says, you're not allowed to save them from a Deleika. Abchista says, you are allowed to save them. The Gemara says at the end of the Amud, Manichon B'mokim Terufa V'him Malkivim Me'aleim. You have to let them rot, but you can't do anything to it, you can't assist it in any way. We got Kiddush. Says Ankomponim. Tosas, and most of many Rishonim say the same point. We know that Dvorim Shebichsav, Iyato Rashoi La'omron Balpeh. The Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to read off by heart. And the other way, Dvorim Shebalpeh, Iyato Rashoi La'kaisvon. Torah Shebalpeh has to remain Balpeh, and you're not allowed to write it down. See, if you know, if so, you'll ask me, what are all these Dvorim doing here? There's more than just Tanakh here, which is Torah Shebichsav. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi saw that Torah is being forgotten from Klal Yisrael. On Eis La'aso Eis La'Hashem, for the sake of the preservance of Torah, Heferu Torah Secha, and he was matir to write down Torah. Says Tosus, although Aliben Man to Omar Nitnu Likreis Bohem, says Tosus, Aus Sforim Matzilin, you're allowed to save from a fire. Why? To Nitnu Likreis Bohem. Because you're allowed to write them, you're allowed to read from Torah Shebalpeh, which has been written down. Now, if you're allowed to write them, and if you're allowed to learn from them, then they've got Kedusha. And if it's Matzilin Me'osam Mipnei Adeleika, if you're allowed to save them from a fire, they're Torah Geniza. You'd have to put them into Sheamus. So if so, all our Sforim, anything that's ever been written on Torah subject, L'chaira, requires Geniza. Says the Be'er Sheva, well, if that is true, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, that those people who are lenient to burn Kisvei HaKodesh, it's wrong, there's no heter for it whatsoever, Ta'ano Reikonisi, it's an empty taina, Lo Shirira V'lo Kayomo, K'moitza Shetitfenu Aluach, it has as much validity to it as the shaft which the wind blows away. If they would know the Chomer or Issa, they would not do such a thing. The Gemara says a story in Shabbos, Rabbi Yishmael, Kosvei Barachas, people who write down Shemoneh Esrah. They write down on a piece of paper the Shemoneh Esrah, or the Barachas, or Eitz Adoma, and so on. So you're not to Ein Matzilin Oysam Yipnei Adeleiko, you're not allowed to save them from a fire. Says the Gemara, if so, a person who does write these things down, he is causing a tremendous potential of them being burnt in a fire. And he is goyim, possibility, burning of Torah. True, you're not allowed to save them, but they've still got Kedusha to them. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel once heard of a person who was writing brachos, and he went to visit him. And as he came near to visit that person, Yana realized his coming, so he took all these writings, and he dumped them in a bucket of water. Said Rabbi Yishmael, God alone is Achron min Arishon. The first aveir of writing it down was maybe he'll come to then get ruined. And what did he do? He went to ruin it, be a dying. Even those things that you're not meant to write down, but they've got Kedusha to them, and you're not allowed to ruin them. Says the Be'er Sheva, if so, there's no Eitzah whatsoever. They need a proper Geniza. And the Be'er Sheva wants to say it needs in a klei cheres, in an earthenware keli, leman yamod yomid mrabim, because you're not allowed to cause in any way its ruin. So, a big problem was Amadon. Come to Shavus Yaakov, he lived about 100 years later, and he was asked, Nishalti a similar shayla. This shayla came to him b'chidesh Nissan time, when people are busy cleaning the houses out for Pesach, and there's plenty Sheamus around, and his lashon is Ein Aliyos Beis HaKnesses Maspik, there isn't enough room in the attics of the shuls to store all the Sheamus there, La'achilam. What should we do with all the Sheamus? And there's a chashash sreifa, shusakono gedoyla. What should we do? So first of all, he quotes the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva, and there's no answer to it. You can't burn them. You can't do anything. No etzer. And then he says, Vazalichton, Ad Sheroise Maise Poitel, I was here. I think it was in Metz, he was a Rav. Yeah, he was in Metz, he was a Rav there. And he saw it's impossible. There's no etzer. There's too much Sheamus to bury, what should we do? He brings into a very interesting raya regarding this halach. Nach Shmuel is the following story. Shaul HaMelech was waging a war against the Plishtim. Now it's the end of his life, and Shaul HaMelech didn't know whether he was going to be successful at war. Now Shaul had gotten rid of all the Bali Oy, V'yidoyni, all his witchcraft and all these things he'd gotten rid of, and the Navi Shmuel wouldn't tell him what to do. He didn't know what to do. Shmuel wasn't alive anymore, but he couldn't find any way of from the Urim Tumim and so on. He couldn't find any Eitzah to find out whether he's going to be Matzliach in war. So he went to this woman, and she told him that Ato Vanecho Mocho, you're going to die. Shaul went out to war, Batichbad Amelchomo Al Shaul, and they were shooting arrows, and Shaul realized he's not going to survive. He told the Noise Kalov, Shaul HaMelech told the person who was carrying his arms, Shloif Chabachabadokreini, kill me! Why? I'm scared the Goyim won't come and start with me, bis alulubi, and they will literally mean to play around with me. Who knows what damage they what they'll do to me. Shaul, this fellow didn't want to do it. Shaul committed suicide. That's a translation of these psukim here. Says the Shvus Yaakov. Now, Locha says, if a person is standing next to a person who's dying, Reuven standing next to Shimon, he sees Shimon's dying, he's got to tear Kriya. Why does he have to tear Kriya? Because it's like a Sefer Torah Shanisra. A human being dying is like a Sefer Torah is burning. No, if so, Shaul HaMelech, he is a living Sefer Torah. And what was he doing to himself? In order to prevent worse damage, he was killing himself. So if so, if you have Seamus, which are the Sefer Torah itself, and you're trying to prevent further damage to it, because if it's left around, it'll be blown away by the wind, who knows what the Goyim will do with it, Avada, it's mutter to go and burn those Seamus, to do something to it, to prevent worse damage happening. Achidosh, interesting comparison. Agav, he says, that is pshat in the Chazal, Kalam Chabed, Loshon Chazal, Kalam Chabed es HaTorah, Gufay Mechubed Al Abriyos. A person who honors the Torah, he is a person who is worthy of being honored by the people. Why? Because it's Midah Keneged Midah. Every Yid is like a Sefer Torah. So if you're Mechabed the Torah which is yourself, ought to be honored. So Kalam Chabed es HaTorah, Gufay Mechubed Al Abriyos. Hoshaytin, Shvus Yaakov, it seems to be a bit of a heter for taking things which are chai of Geniza and burning them if the advantage would be that a worse ruin would happen to it. It would be mutter. So it would seem from Shvus Yaakov. A contemporary of the Shvus Yaakov was the Knesset Yecheskel. Shvus Yaakov himself quotes the kashas which the Knesset Yecheskel asked on him. And first of all, he's sort of not very happy with the raya from Shaul HaMelech. And one of the kashas he asked on Shaul HaMelech, on the raya from Shaul HaMelech, was that Shaul HaMelech, he had a different worry on his head. If he would have been caught by the Plishtim, what would the Yidden have done at the time? That he would try to take revenge. Rather, the king is being captured by the Goyim, and who knows what the result of that protracted Melchoma would have been. Shaul HaMelech had been told that he was going to die. So anyway, there was Vadai going to be this death of Shaul HaMelech. So if so, how can you compare it to a case of Sifrei Torah or Sforim where you haven't got that Vados? He asks various kashas on this raya of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov answers him back. And he says, okay, so what do you suggest we should do with these Seamus? Put them in the ground. And if they're going to be put in the ground, first of all, there isn't enough room for it. And if you put it in Kalim, it's going to rain. They're going to get ruined and so on. Goes backwards and forwards. Al Kolponim, starting with the Be'er Sheva, which answers everything. We have already a more lenient way of thinking about it, is the Shvus Yaakov, who is matir, to destroy Shemus for the sake of them not being ruined further. It's not as common nowadays with the advent of various technology, but the Shaila in those days was they used to print Sforim and they used to give out a sort of a proof of it. And you had to read through the proof to check it. Nowadays it's all computerized, but in those days it used to be done on paper. And there were various ones which didn't come out perfect. The first few didn't come out perfect. And if you look at old Sforim, many of them, what the printers and bookbinders used to do, they used to take these pieces of paper and use it as a covering. Now, lechora, what are they doing? You're taking Shemus, which has got Kedusha to it, and you're using it for a mundane matter of binding your books. So his shaila was what to do with the spare these papers which are not fit to be used. So he's got a long tshuva about it. His line of thought is whether it's mutter to do a geram mechika. In other words, to cause it in some way that it should be erased or destroyed. Amongst the shailas that he mentions is that his point is seeing that these pieces of paper are not fit to be learnt from. The Einon Mesudorim. I'm going to go into all the details of the old-fashioned printing, but what they used to do was there were 16 pages printed on one page, and then they folded and cut it up into places. So the first few times they weren't so expert in doing where each page should be, they might have got it in the wrong place, and when they started folding it, that came over there, and next to it, Aleph and Beis were next to each other, and so on. So they had to print it a few times to get it right. It was E.F. Shalilmoid Bohem, Mipnei She'enon Musudorim, if they weren't organized properly, Adain, or Malayim Ta'usin, they're full of mistakes, and it's worse than a Sefer Torah, She'enoi Muga, it's worse than a Sefer Torah that's full of mistakes, and therefore, his soft posik is, he wants to be matir, an amira la'akum, to do a geram mechika. Telling a goy, which we know in Hilchos Shabbos, Amir al-Akum is also, he wants to go down that line that Amir al-Akum should be mutter under such circumstances to be goyreim mechika. Another, getting there, we're getting a bit nearer, a bit more, another caller. Do I have a Feinstein about this home problem? And Rav Moshe comes up with a gewaltige chiddush lehalocha. Kedavkei, he comes up with a chiddush lehalocha, going right back to the source of writing Sforim and learning from Sforim. The shaila that he was asked was, is it mutter to put Shemus into a recycle bin? Toichanim oisam, they take them and they regrind them. They take these contents of these bins, the paper is ground, and therefore all the writing on it is deleted, and they make new paper out of it. Is it mutter to do it? It's Shemus. You're deleting what it says on it. Is it mutter to do it? That was his shayla. So he writes like this. There's a Yesodus Dika difference between Torah Shebichsav, the actual writing of Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebalpeh. In Torah Shebichsav, Shteit HaPosek in the Torah, you got to write, Kisvu Lochem Es Hashiro HaZois, so if you want to stick to this week's Sedra, V'chosav Lo Yis Mishnei HaTorah HaZois. There's a mitzvah asay of writing a Sefer Torah. And there's a mitzvah asay of learning Torah. And therefore, there's Kedusha to the Sefer Torah, and there's a mitzvah to learn from a Sefer Torah. But Torah Shebal Peh, it's not like that. Torah Shebal Peh, there's no mitzvah in the actual writing of a Sefer in the same way that there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And therefore, what is the purpose of the Kedusha? Why is there Kedusha in a Sefer? The Kedusha in a Sefer is because one can learn from it. And therefore, what happens if you have a sefer that you can't learn from it, or that you won't learn from it? The Loshana Gemara Ligabe Sefer Torah, the Gemara uses that lotion. Ozlo Aksav, Ozlo Kedusha. Once the Ksav has gone away, the writing's gone away, then the Kedusha goes away. I don't involve it in Ligabe Ar Shail of Shemus. But says Ramesh Feinstein, if so, by us, if you have a Sefer which is, it's ruined. He says, a Marshal, if you have a page of a Marshal, or even the whole section of the Marshal by itself, the whole section. Years ago, the Marshal was printed as two separate Sforim on its own. There was Kedushei Halochas Marshal and the Kedushei Agodas Marshal. Came along, Yechveis with his family Romanot, the first printers of the Shas, they put it all into one volume. So now we have at the back of our Gemara, we have the Marshal, and underneath it we have a Marshal and a Maharam all in one. But to have a Sefer on its own, a Maharal, a Marshal, no one would look at it. Zikta, Meila. If nobody would look at it, it wouldn't be used for its purpose. I mean, Meila, it loses its Kedusha. You have a whole page of a Rashba. People don't look at a single page on its own of a Rashba. They want it from a nice Sefer. So he wants to say, if so, lo yimtzu insha she'ayno, people will look at it. And therefore, ozlo kedusha also. The kedusha has gone away. And therefore, we now have a tremendous line of heter from all worn out sforim, which nobody uses, nobody would look at. So Ken Zayn, we're ready. Ozlo kedusha also. We're not yet told you that you're allowed to put it in the dustbin, but at least a certain degree, the kedusha has gone away. I don't know if that would apply nowadays. You know, when we were bar mitzvah, we had 3-volume Rashba. Nowadays, it comes out with 10 volumes with all Hagos underneath. That means no one uses the old Rashba. Whether you can rely on this set, I don't know how far you go with it. Basically, but I'll just take a tshuva in Amosha, and therefore, Amosha wants to say he comes to a maskana le'inyan meisa. Borur hu etzli. I'm convinced that avada Torah shebichsav, which has shemus of the Ribbono shel Olam on it, you can't rely on this etzah. That's a poshut. Sidurim, which you have the shemus, avada, you can't rely on this etzah at all. Avol sforim shebe Torah shebal peh. Any sefer of Torah shebal peh, Mishnah, Gemara, and the Meforshim of the Rishonim and the Achronim, all those things which are torn, their Avada, the Kedusha has gone away, and he wants to be Matir, putting it into a recycle bin. That's what he wants to say. Be Mutter to put it in a recycle bin. Be'emes, if you think about it, bound up with the Achiezer's heter, it's very good. Because the Achiezer says, Amira le'akom, to do a gram, idoch muta, here what you're doing, you're putting it in the recycle bin. So, who's going to pick it up? Who's going to take it away and recycle it? It's completely gone. It's similar to an Amira le'akom of a gram mechika, which is muta. So do Avodah Zagushun, it's not the Gehel Halacha, we don't rely on that Amira la Amira. If you swore that Amira la, the Issa of Amira la Akum is me doing it. I tell a guy to do something else, it makes a difference. We'll come to this won't help where there is Cholilah, says Ramesh himself, this won't help by Kisvei HaKodesh, which have got Shemus in it. Even a Sefer Torah which you have less than 85 letters, which for every reason has got far less Kedusha to it, nevertheless, you can't rely on this letter. I'm talking about only Torah Shebaal Peh. Only Torah Shebaal Peh, which has not got Shemus in it. Another sad heter is, first of all, the Achwin, I'm not going down the line of heterim, the fact that it's been printed and not written. Printed, kimat muskim b'chol ha'poskim, and it's got the same kedusha as it would have been written. The only shayla which there are those that argue is whether it's got kedusha sashem to it, the fact that a goy printed it. Okay, that's a din ringendim. There's one more sad line of heter, which I've got time to tell you, is as follows. To our Mishnah in Soita. Now Soita, a woman who the husband suspects her of doing an Aveira, and he warns her, don't go into a secluded place with that man, and she went, and we don't know what went on behind closed doors. You take her up to Yerushalayim, and they write down a nusach on parchment, and it's erased in water, and then the woman has to drink it, and if she did the Aveira, she'll die, and if she didn't do the Aveira, she'll survive. Says Yerushalmi in Saita, Levi bar Sisi, boy kamei Rebbe. Levi bar Sisi, the last of the Tanoim, asked Rebbe Ashayla. Megillas Soita. Mao Shetatame as a Yadaim. This Soita, Megillah. If a person touches it, we know if a person touches Kisvei HaKodesh, a Sefer Torah, he has to wash his hands. It's one of the Gezeiros Yud Ches Tov, the beginning of Shabbos, you have to wash your hands if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh. What happens if you touch Megillas Soita? Do you have to wash your hands? Do your hands become Tomei? Omalei, Zeh Sheila. It's a Gevaldige Sheila. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Inu Sheila. That is a Sheila, I'll tell you the answer. Klum gozu ala sforim sheyetamu yaseyadayim lo mipnei kedushasan. Why is there such a gazera that sforim that you touch, you have to wash your hands? People used to say truma has got kedusha to it, sforim I've got kedusha to it. Put the two together, you leave your sforim next to the truma. Now truma is also attractive to the mice, and the mice will start eating the truma, and they start eating the sforim. The sforim will get ruined. Therefore, Chazal said that kisvei kodesh, I've got kedusha to it, and you won't want, got some truma to it, and you don't want to put it next to truma, otherwise the truma will become pasul. Says Yerushalmi, ha nicha by kisvei kodesh. But there, Megillah Soita, what's it there for? Limechika, it's going to be erased. It's got no kedusha to it. So now that sad heter which Achronim want to say legabe Shemus. If a person writes Torah and it's only there on a temporary basis, it's only there to be read once and then it's going to be thrown away. It's not going to be used again. It has no kedusha legabe tuma. If it would be a sefer Torah, it has no kedusha legabe geniza. We have now a whole line of heterim here to come to halacha lemaisa. You have, first of all, we have to know it's also min haTorah to be ma'abed shem Hashem. Even a geroma is also asa. Even to be goyle mi'ikah din is asa. The Gemara discusses a person who has shem Hashem written on his arm. L'mashon, how do you go to mikvah? When he goes to mikvah and get erased. So the Gemara discusses, perhaps for him it's a heter because he's got a mitzvah to go to mikveh and it's only a geram, it's only causing, but otherwise it would be us. Kisvi Kodesh, which I've got Shem Hashem in it, there's Kedusha Chamura, and for that one definitely has to put them in Shemus. But any Sforim which don't have Shem Hashem in it and they're not fit to be used, then one can put them into a recycle bin. Lamaisa, the minig ha'olam is as follows. The minig ha'olam which is oiska alten and pi'alocha, that avada, if one had an eitzah to put all these things into Shemus, it would be better. But the minig ha'olam is that newspapers and magazines and the like, which have got Torah content in them, one can rely on the Yerushalmi, which says it's not there for permanence, and one can put them into a recycle bin. Ken Zayin, you should wrap them up in a bag before you put them in, otherwise it's a shtikla bizoyan. That is definitely allowed. And schoolwork and all those things that children come home with, tests, even if it's full marks, and therefore there's Torah. If you get naught out of 10, there's no Torah on it. But even if you got full marks, and there's Torah on it, nevertheless, it's only meant to be read once by the delighted parents, and therefore, it's not meant to be on permanence, and therefore, one can rely on the Yerushalmi, and so on, one can put them into a recycle bin. That is, Pashtas, there are various other points involved here, but the Ikka is, we have to remember that the idea of Leisas and King Hashem Alekeichem is the Shem Kedushas Hashem. The tachlis is that we should be zeichem yetz Hashem to mola oretz deyos Hashem. We should be zeichem to one this massive big kiddush Hashem of Bias Kayon Tzedek.